my
Amigo,
love. A thousand kisses from you is never too much. Don't wanna stop my love.
Never too
Welcome
late.
back.
Welcome back, y'all. We took a little break, but we're back for season 5, episode 13 of We Watch Too Much T to the V. We are your hosts, Jerozlyn Jovan, and Tanea says.
Yes, because I do say a lot sometimes, but I'm also learning to be quiet. How are you, best friend? What were you doing during this lovely time away?
Just mommying and, catching flights, usual things.
Yeah, nothing, no big deal.
No
Just
big deal.
mom,
Just being a mom, traveling,
doing a thing.
life is pretty good, but it's also busy AF. But it's crazy because I really do be busy, but the way I still be watching my shows, I like when we have these breaks because it gives me time to take in more content. And then I come up with like, okay, no, like everything that I put for my weekly grab, I really feel strongly about. Because I just had more time to take it in. But yes, girl, so life is good. Life is great, right?
That's it. And we thank him for our food.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
That's it.
Okay, so with that being said, let's get into our weekly grab. All right, what's first on yours, best friend?
All right. This is what we are grabbing first this week. It is season two of Survival of the Thickest from Miss
Yes.
Michelle Buteau, who's the creator and is the writer. I love the show. It's so fresh. It's so current. I identify with a lot of it, but it's also just a beautiful black show. First episode, shout out to Maya Winston. Shout out to Maya Winston Bag On. She's
Oh,
with a lot of
yes.
designers. She is very, because she's a stylist and she prides herself on styling everybody. She's very inclusive. And the season, Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race is getting married. And so she's trying to dress them for their like wedding, but it's just very difficult to find an inclusive space where she can like dress them in like, and they're comfortable. So I just love the arc of all of the main characters. So you have Tasha Smith's character, who is now officially gay and out later in life. She kind of meets a little boo, who is Jerry Johnson from Harlem in this season. And then you have Tone Bell, who's like the main actor. He decides to go to therapy, and his therapist is a black guy. Like, and they just really showed the dimension of a black man healing. So shout out to them for doing that. It's a powerful scene where like he's honest about his black male friends, and they're like, yeah, we all got a therapist. You gotta get one. I got one for you. You shouldn't go to a woman, you should have a man. And like he finds somebody who finally speaks his language and he starts his healing process. So I just love it. And I just think it's real. So it's a really good season. I'm halfway through it. It's beautiful. And shout out to Miss Michelle Buteau because it's really funny, but it's current. She's living her best life.
Yeah. It sounds like I at points when you were describing it, I was like, is she talking about a reality show? So that's how current it is. Like the stories are really relatable.
It's so current. They're in their mid to late 30s, like myself, and navigating like wanting to date, but wanting to be single, but like wanting to have fun, but like not wanting to have fun, and like all the dynamic and then needing therapy and not being okay. And so they're navigating being an adult in New York City, which is like, yes, I identify with all of these things and different parts of them. So it's beautiful and it's black, and I love that. So, yes.
Okay, I'm definitely going to add it to my watch list
Yes.
and be in the know.
What's next? I mean, what's first on your weekly grab?
Well, it definitely ties into the song that you chose for today's episode. I was so surprised that I watched this before you. I was like, why is Sinead not talked about her uncle Luther? So it is the Luther Vandross documentary on HBO Max, Luther Never Too Much. It's such a good, informative look into his life from childhood to just vocal superstar, legend, icon that he became, and his humble start from just being a background singer. So you're like seeing him from when he was a little boy and he had dreams of singing, and he started a group. I believe they were called like something with the Jades of Green. And so he required that everyone had these green shoes. And you know, these kids couldn't afford it. The shoes was like $25. But one kid recalls like her mom, no, his mom like agreeing to get the shoes because Luther was that persuasive with explaining to this parent why they needed these shoes for this group. So it just kind of reflected like the passion that he had from early on of just singing and like kind of seeing a career for himself as a singer. But then he goes into the music industry as a background singer, and he kind of was getting comfortable there, but he still had this vision of certain songs being performed in a way that I guess he knew no one could do it but him. And then his debut was Never Too Much. And then it was like the rest was history. But then you also just see that his battle with his weight, which really stemmed from him either extremely overeating or then going through extreme periods of dieting. It was either like one or the other. And it became such a talking point that everyone always wanted him to talk about it, and he actually hated talking about it because it was a serious condition that he was always battling. Like it never went away. He would just have to fight his urge to want to just eat, and he said it was like emotional eating. So you know, you see that. Then of course they talk about his sexuality, which is something he never wanted to talk about, but you know, his friends did know, like he was gay. But he was just never able to really live openly gay because of the times, you know. And then in the end, with his ailing health and like his last interview after he had a heart attack, and he was just like struggling to talk. But even, you know, then he passed away, and his funeral was like a celebration. Like you just see Alicia Keys singing and Patti LaBelle singing, and it was just exactly what he exemplified, and even all the artists that he got to work with, and just how much respect that they had for him. And he shares the story of this how he started his signature. Ooh. And he so
The
it was he used to do jingles. So
Oh my
he was a
God.
background singer in the 70s, and he did a period of just jingles. Like he sang like so many jingles and commercials. And in one of them, it was like about a burger or something sizzling, like it was sizzling something type food. And they asked him, like, can you do something that just kind of signifies like sizzling up? And that's where he was just like, ooh. And he knew he had something with that. And he was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that no more on any more jingles, because I'm making that mine. And that was his thing. Like that became like his thing. But and just all the thought he put into the costumes, like he designed the costumes that him and his dancers wore, and the whole set production, and just making it like such an experience around him just singing. And how could you not know that was a gay man doing all that? Are you serious? But yeah, Luther Vandross was fabulous. I kept thinking about Nino Luther Brown the whole time, Tenaya's dog.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna cuddle up as soon as this is done and watch this. 'Cause I was waiting for it to get on streaming. When it
Yeah.
first came out, I looked at it on the, it wasn't anywhere. And then I found it and I was like, ugh, now you're telling me this? I'm so excited.
It's
Thank
so
you.
good. I know you're
I'm
gonna watch.
so excited. I cannot wait.
I
I
know you.
promise. As soon as this is over. Say you wanna meet. Say you wanna meet. Enough with
I am weak. What's next on your weekly grab?
Okay, so next on my weekly grab, it's just a really good show. And I'm just happy that there are shows that are really good. I feel like TV, there's just so much to watch. And so Abbott Elementary, I just want to give you your kudos. It's hard in 4 seasons to keep the story uplifting, to keep the story funny, to keep the story relevant, to keep telling different sides of different equations. So I don't want to give too much away, but where relationships are going, where careers are going, where everything is navigating, it's just so good. Janine and Greg are in just this like beautiful developing relationship where they have love and respect for each other. I'm loving Barbara this season. I'm loving her. Like, she's evolving as a teacher. She's kind of getting out of her old school ways. She's learning more from her students, from other teachers. I'm also loving how they always include the janitor, like how he is included sometimes. It's a lot, like, what do y'all be think? It's just so
Because he's a fan
funny.
favorite. You gotta
He's
have
a
Mr. Johnson in the
yo, this
episode.
last episode, I was like, Mr. Johnson, where did you come from? Like, it's just a, I can't, like, you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a regular, like, it's a crazy scene, and then he comes out and do the craziest shit. I'm like, Mr. Johnson,
That's
it's
why
so
it's Mr.
like,
Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, what the, yo, I'm telling you,
Yes.
I was cracking up. So it just keeps getting better and better. I'm so happy it got renewed again, of course, because it's so popular.
Yeah, it
And this
has
is one of
to.
the few shows I can watch an old show and
Yes.
watch a new show. Like,
Yes.
I could watch the same episode that just came out before a new one comes out because it's that
Yeah.
funny.
It is. It's funny. It's hilarious. And then you'll even just notice like even new things when you watch it again because everybody's performing at once with their facial expressions, the timing, the delivery. Yeah, I'm catching up on this current season, so I'm just now up to what was this last episode? It was a oh, it was like with what's her name? Barbara? Yes, it was with Barbara and the Italian teacher.
What were they doing?
Well, the Italian teacher had like broke her ankle, but she didn't want to admit it. And then Barbara, I can't really remember.
It's
But
okay, but
it was
it gets
funny.
better. It gets better. That's why I'm not going to spoil too much of it because you haven't caught up, but it just is so
Yes, like, 'cause I'm just now
funny.
passing like the Christmas episode and going into like the
Okay.
episodes from like this year. And I see like a little flirtation between Ava and the dude that looks
Oh,
like Drake.
Sean.
Yes. So yeah, so I just watch it as I like having time and just to pass. I'm like, okay, let me watch this because I know it's gonna make me laugh. Oh, okay. So next on my weekly grab is our favorite show, Drag Race. This last episode, it was just everything. I was watching it in the airport, waiting for my flight, and I'm so happy nobody was sitting like directly next to me because I just kept wiping my eyes. I'm like, why am I crying again? Why am I crying again? It was the episode with the parent. Well, their parents came, and it ended up being the one where they do the drag makeover. So they were making over their parents, and it's now the top five, right? So it was two dads. I know Anya's dad came and Jewel's dad came, and then Susie Toot, Lexi, and Sam Star, their moms came, and you're just seeing the dynamics with their parents, and especially like seeing Onya and Jules with their dads. It was the dads really stole the show, and Sam Star's mom, because Sam Star's mom is like everything. Onya's dad had me cracking up, but it was such a beautiful story because he kind of spent Onya's childhood in and out of prison. So he missed like certain, a lot. And so just seeing this moment between them, and he's just like, like my kids never turn their back on me. I'm never going to turn my back on them.
Oh, that's
Really,
so
really beautiful,
sweet. I gotta watch
dynamic.
that too. Damn, it's so much
And then
good.
they were, but it was so funny. Like, yo, their parents, Onya's dad, Joel's dad, Sam Star's mom, hilarious. And then you see like Susie Toots' mom was just, she was just uncomfortable, but she was still doing it, you know? And mind you, she is the original Susie Toot because her maiden name, her name is Susie and her maiden name is Toot. And so when she told Rue that, Rue busted out laughing because she thought she was joking, and she's just looking at Rue and she's like, wait, are you serious? She's like, yes, my maiden name is Toot. But it was so cute, like the way Susie worked with her uncomfortability, and like the way they walked down that runway, it just worked perfectly. So it ended up working in their favor. But you are a little fearful, like, oh gosh, are they gonna do well? Because Susie's mom is just so delicate, and even seeing everybody's dynamic with their parent, it even helped you kind of understand and relate to their style of drag a little bit more. It's such a good episode. I didn't like how much I was crying, but I knew
Oh.
it was because it was coming from a good place. So yeah, you gotta watch that episode when you get a chance because it's so funny. And what's last on your weekly grab?
I had to do a last minute change because I forgot my favorite show ever in life is back for season 37. And I can't not talk about it.
The challenge?
The Amazing Race.
Oh, yes.
My show is back, season 37. They started with 14 teams. They're doing like a whole bunch of new games and new strategies that they've never done, and they're bringing some old favorites back. I kind of like it so far. So the first thing they're doing is they got the regular airports back. After COVID, they were doing like these like set planes, and it just was weird. I like that they are going back to airports with more safety, but I do like that. So they had two eliminations instead of one. This sweet old black sister couple who just were like so proud to just even make it on the plane, they said. So they were just so sweet and nice. But they have something called the driver's seat, where if you get there first and you get to pick the order of how much everybody has to like pick up, sometimes 15 pounds, 20 pounds, 25 pounds. They do like a live U-turn where you have to vote for a team. You just see different dynamics. I just love the show because it's like racing, you're going around the world. You always find somebody you don't like. Like this couple, Jonathan and Anna, they're not nice. Well, the husband.
They're not nice.
No, the husband's like he's just like a punk. That they got like second place and he was crying because he wasn't first. And I was like,
Oh,
he's like a punk. And then they use their express pass way too fast. Everybody's gonna go against them next round. They're probably gonna get eliminated.
okay.
Yes, there was this
And
other
they have
team.
broken down.
Listen, they're just not, they're
They are
just
not good people.
no, they're not. He's
They're
not.
not good racers.
No. And then the two best friends went on, and the one best friend kept saying, "I know it's this way." And the other best friend was like, "No, you don't. You don't know." The girl was like the whole time. And she was like, "You don't know." And then they ended up going back. And she's like, "This is what I said." And she's like, "Okay, so next time I'll listen." And they lost. Cut two. Sam has been saying that. I've been saying that next. Cut two.
Oh, next
I'm
time I'll
going home.
listen. There's no next time, girl.
There's like, she was like, I'm telling you the right way. No, it's not. It's not right. And then it was. And then they went home.
Oh, no.
It's these two Zen brothers from New York, these Italian guys. There's this old Mormon couple who's like early 50s with eight boys, like eight all sons. It's so a different group of people. It's like a young brother and sister that's Asian. So these two gamers. So it's just interesting. It's always fun. It's a different type of drama. I'm hoping there's diversity in the winner. Maybe. I don't know who I want to win per se. Oh, I don't know who I would love to win. There's this older black guy and his young son, and they're both so handsome and so nice, and they love each other. And they're BFFs, Jeff and Pops. So, in a perfect world, they'll get far, hoping they, stick together. But yeah, I had to
Yes.
add that to my weekly grab because it's my favorite show. That I
You
don't
do.
miss.
No, you love it. I know. I know.
That
You
I
love
do
it.
not miss an episode of.
Yes, period. Like, Amazing Race is going down.
Period, point blank. Okay, what's last on your weekly grab?
Last on my weekly grab, this is a bit of a teaser. Because y'all know I'm work in the press, so I get some advanced screeners. So I did get a chance to see Ryan Coogler's Sinners. And I am not giving any spoilers because that's not my style. I will just say that this is a movie you want to see. Just great storytelling, amazing acting, top-notch cinematography from start to finish. Yes, it is centralized around the, a story of vampires, but just the overarching story of just I would say the pursuit of the American dream and love. It just kind of oh, and in history, American history, as it relates to Black history, because Black history is American history. You can't deny it. It's such a great story that even days after I saw the movie, I was still thinking about the characters in a way of just like, kind of where their life could and would be, if they were actually real characters, because, it's all a fictional story. But that's just how good it is. It sticks with you. It just kind of keeps you thinking and everything, So, yes, Ryan the Coogler is the GOAT. And I think if you have any had had any doubt about the fact that he is the greatest of all time of our generation, after seeing this movie, you'll be more confirmed, because then you'll just consider all of his library from Fruitvale Station to, Black Panther and Creed. He's it. Like, he's him, as they say. He is an amazing, amazing, amazing filmmaker. The fact that this is his first ever horror film, it's just like shows you like, oh, okay, this he's not nothing to play with. And he, if he wants to tap into any other genre, it's like he could. It just shows you like he could literally do whatever he wants to do. He just, as long as the story, it's a story that he wants to tell. But yeah, he said that this film is like his love letter to the art of filmmaking, and you definitely feel that throughout the movie, as well as his way of paying homage to his family history, with his grandfather and his uncle. Like, they didn't talk like a lot about their past in Mississippi, but they would periodically like share things. And so when he would think about that time, if he was ever to experience it, then that's what the kind of world he created in this film. So yeah, just completely fictionalized, but just great. Really great. And hats off to whoever did the costume design. Like, yes, it's good. It really puts you in that 1930s Mississippi Delta era. So yes, Ryan D. Coogler is the GOAT. And yes, that was last on my weekly grab. Sinners, it's coming out. It'll be out April 18th.
It
So
looks
just,
so good. I
yeah.
really can't wait to see it. It looks really, really good.
It's one that if you're considering going to the movies by yourself with anyone else, that's one to see. And it's not super like, because I'm one of, I'm as, I don't like, I like watching scary movies, but not by myself. Or it has to be in a certain like environment, like daytime. But this is not even one of those, like, because it's really not so focused on being scary. It's more focused on just telling a good story. So yeah, kind of like Interview with the Vampire, right? Like, Interview with the Vampire is like, it's about vampires, but it's not scary, because it's really just about the story of Lestat. Great movie, by the way, Interview with the Vampire. Shout out to that. Yeah, so that's what we've been watching, y'all. Don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review, follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That is TEA with the letter V. And on that note, it's time to get into a little bashing, a little dragging, very light, very subtle.
Just
As
a un poquito,
oh,
un
Biggie, though,
poquito.
as part of our piss or performance. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkles.
Okay, best friend, who are you pissing
I am pissing on Boz and Erica from the Real
on?
Housewives of Beverly Hills. just for their non-sisterly and then backtrack of their response to Miss Garcelle Bouvet saying that she wanted to leave. You could have just wished her all the best and said I would. The pause was unnecessary. It just gave that you were just a little bitter because she got to leave on her own terms and she doesn't need the show per se. She utilized the show. She got in there for what she wanted, what she needed. The community who knew her knew her. She does have a whole new fan base, and if she wants to come back, she can come back. But I just thought it was corny how they answered it. Like, I just felt like they're trying to play her because she left. And there are rumors that, they were just antagonizing her and kind of doing too much at the reunion. We shall see. But I just didn't like how they answered it. It was yeah, that was just looking real corny, real like jealous.
Yeah, I'm just wondering like where's it coming from on Bose's part? 'Cause it's just like you didn't see them have any issue. So I'm not sure why you would give a sarc kind of like it was like a sarcastic, snarky, shady response to Bose. And then when Erica was saying all her little passive aggressive remarks and even putting on like a little black scent talking about won't he do it? In response to Garcelle leaving, Bo's just like kind of laughing that off. It's just given like, are you like trying to just be down? Like, what's tea, girl? Hopefully, we'll just fully see the reunion and it might explain some things. But as of right now, everybody's definitely looking at Bo's a little sideways. I mean, Erica, we're not surprised, but. She had already cursed at Garcelle's son, which it's like, I don't know why all this time you've been just pretending like you're cool with Garcelle. Like, clearly you have an issue with her. And you wait until she leaves to now want to be able to speak up. Like, girl, have several seats, please. And thank you. And then I'm also just wondering, like, what happened with Garcelle and Sutton? Because they're saying that they're not speaking. And even the fact that, like, Garcelle felt like she needed to storm off stage. It's just like, where was Sutton in like defending her the way that Garcelle is known to do for her? So, yeah, very interesting to see. But overall, I still feel like this season, as with past ones, Beverly Hills, I still watch it. It's one that I still enjoy watching. I don't know why. I think I've just been kind of watching it for a while. So I'm just interested in the stories. But it's still not giving really much of anything.
Yeah, I always start and then stop.
Yeah, I didn't really finish this season. I started it, but I didn't finish it. And then I just tune in at the reunion to just get caught up on everything because they only talk about the stuff that really mattered at the reunion. But yeah, so, okay. So let's go into my piss poor. So my piss poor is going from Housewives of Beverly Hills to Housewives of Atlanta this new season. So we have finally seen what ignited Kenya Moore as it relates to her issue with Britt Eady. And so they basically were at of course, the dinner table, infamous dinner table feud. And so they did the whole write a question somebody should ask. And Britt gets the question that why has Kenya been shady towards Britt? Or no, can Kenya speak to Britt without an attitude? And Kenya just goes, I can speak to everyone without an attitude. And Britt is like, no, the question didn't say everyone. The question said Britt. But it was like from there, like Kenya just kept saying, I can speak to everyone without an attitude. And because she wouldn't acknowledge Britt personally, it's like she just kept getting more and more upset to the point where it's like she's like, no, because a bitch is trying to play, like she's calling her a bitch. She's saying, and I got pistols, like, and it's like, what? Like,
Pistols.
she said the pistol comment twice. So Kenya wasn't lying. Like, she is referencing a gun, a firearm. And it's just like, what? And mind you, I did not add any or delete anything of the encounter that caused her to say those things. Like Kenya never really gave her anything to warrant her referencing pistols. Now, speed up to next week's episode where they say it coming up. That's where Kenya does her spa opening launch and uses that as an opportunity to display revenge porn against Brit. I just don't understand why that, like, Kenya thought to respond that way. I would think that her response would be telling production she doesn't want to film with this girl. She doesn't feel comfortable because she's referencing pistols. I think she would still have her job. She would have been vindicated once we all saw the footage, and then it would have been up for debate, and maybe even Britt would have got removed from the show. Kenya now retaliating. I still just can't say I understand why Kenya retaliated the way she did, because I don't. I do understand her feeling some type of way to the point where she felt she needed to retaliate if production wasn't doing anything. But still, like that to that degree, that one plus one didn't equal two. It didn't make any sense. However, I do think that Brit did too much, and she just came off really knuck if you buck. It was giving baddies. It was giving Love and Hip Hop. So for that, Brit, you get my piss poor for the week. For sure. Faux show.
Yeah, it's like you can't really be that thirsty for the attention.
Yeah, that's what
And
it
then
was
she
given.
retaliates how she retaliates. I mean, not saying it's justified to your point, but it's kind of like, why you did so much, girl? You don't got to do so
Yeah.
much.
No. 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 Okay. So now we're going to get into who we're actually rooting for with our yes segment. And what do you got, best friend?
Ooh, so this yes is a, if the rumors are true, yes is a positive thinking, and this yes goes to, if indeed Mary Cosby, and I'm gonna add NeNe Leakes, are both indeed on
Yeah.
season 4 of The Traitors. I think them two together on TV will give me exactly what I need, and I really, really, really want Mary to be a traitor, because the way Mary is going to be dramatic when people try to accuse her and she's gonna go in, I just think Mary would be the first like famous person to be a traitor and to get through. I think Mary has what it takes to like make it through, because she's insane, and I think she would make anybody feel crazy who tried to doubt her. But when I was reading an article about the rumored season forecast, can't remember too many people, but I remember NeNe and Mary. And apparently this is like NeNe's, let's see how it works with NBC Universal. And if it works, we're gonna maybe get it back on Housewives or gonna do something else. So hope it's true.
Yes, we all do, and I hope it goes well. And Nene just gives us Nene, the Nene we know and love, so
Yes.
we can get her back on Housewives.
Yes, just be you, just be
No more
humble.
crash outs. Like, a lot of
No,
our
we
favorite people have just been crashing out, and it's just like, what? Why would you do that?
You're
We loved you.
beautiful, wonderful, but calm down.
Yeah, so just no more crash outs, please.
No.
All right. Oh, and my yes is just going to the kickoff of spring season television. Spring Baking Championship 2025 is out, and I am loving it. I'm loving it so much that I started watching Spring Baking Championship 2024 because I'm just like, I can't keep waiting week after week for a new episode. I need to just keep tuning in. But on this current season, it's so funny. There's this bubbly bakery owner named Kareem from Brooklyn who he cannot bake a nicely decorated dessert to save his life. Like, his design method is just all over the place.
Kareem,
But
no.
he still comes with some flavor, and then there's always someone that ends up doing worse that goes home. But I'm just like, I know he's hanging on by the bear of one of his braids. But he still is really good. It's very entertaining watching him on the show, because it's just like, okay, what is he coming with this week? Because it was supposed to look this way, but let's see how his looks. And then also that you could also watch on HGTV is on the real estate side, is y'all know my favorite show, Married to Real Estate, with Egypt Sherrod and Mike Jackson. Y'all know I love me them some of them.
That's it. That's your favorite.
Love them. So it's a new season 4. of them just, renovating homes, helping people find new homes, and then like designing their space, renovating the home that they buy. It's just all of that, and I love it. I love, and then you get to also see their family dynamic as a married couple with well, they got three daughters, but two at home, one's away at college, and their family and friends. So I just a very good, wholesome show. Centralized around real estate. So love it, love it, love it. So that's my guess. Spring television. Very happy. Yes. Ding. All right, y'all. So y'all always know we like to close out on some positivity. Okay, best friend, what's your inspirational positive quote?
Always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. From Don Miguel Ruiz.
Period. I thought she was going to say Don Cornelius.
What? Okay, you know. Or him, or him.
Or
Or
him,
him.
right?
What's your positive quote of the
My
week?
quote is, if you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. By the late great Maya Angelou.
Ooh, we love her. You can never have too many Maya quotes.
No, never. All right, y'all. So don't forget to like and subscribe, rate and review, follow us on social media at We Watch Too Much TV. That's TEA with the letter V. And we will be back next week for another
Yes,
episode.
tell us what we should watch, what we shouldn't watch. Give us some recommendations, and we will be back.
All right, bye.
Peace.